Morning Camp and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robbins. As we mentioned earlier, 10 years since your first heart attack and then the second one a day later.
Yes,
it took
sir.
You out for months and months and then years and you're back.
Yep.
Walking miracle.
Yep.
It's wild, man.
Oh, by the way, you know, another thing is I finally paid the IRS off.
Oh, because when you started working...
Nobody filed taxes for me when I was sick, and therefore it got all jumbled up, and I owed a bunch of money.
And now that's done.
Yeah, I paid. It's all done. I should have gotten the certificate in the mail, but you know what they did?
What?
You know what they did?
What?
We combined our refunds, because I was married this time, and we combined our taxes, right? Because we're thinking, well, the refund will be bigger with both of us. It turns out that it wasn't, because I still owed money to the IRS. So they just took a huge chunk of what we were getting back and just applied it to the debt, but it was paid off then.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, I remember calling him going, hey, is this over with now? Are you going to take more? What do you want? Blood? My firstborn, what do you want? Okay, it's done.
Now you're all the way back.
Well, she wasn't very happy about it, I don't think, because the chunk of change we were kind of counting on went away.
Yeah, but she's still graced with your presence.
Knowing, well, yeah.
So just say you're welcome.
Okay.
What?
I need to get like a little Jamie Markley doll. I just pull the string on it and it gives the right answer.
I would not say that around her presence. I'm just saying you could say that.
No,
that's all I'm saying. No. News update, David Van Camp.
Sorry. Just trying to get him in trouble, man.
No.
I got a bunch of things to pile on, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's a good day for our boy, Scott. 10 years.
I know. Do you know how many ladies would love to be in the position she's in?
None.
She should be counting her lucky stars tonight.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. A little gratitude.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sitting here gracious today and full of gratitude because you're here.
Yeah, well, that is, well, I'm glad to be here, believe me.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have a great story about the other side. I don't know any, I don't remember anything. If I went there, I don't remember it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I got no story.
Or maybe the big black was a sign that you maybe need to make some life changes.
And that very well could have been.
Yeah. I guess it's something I mentioned just a few minutes ago in our top five things, but we didn't have a lot of time to flesh it out. I cannot believe that the Democrat Party, which has been fretting over how to get young men back, they open up their summer meeting today and they introduce a heftier Native American woman to do a land acknowledgement, saying that, well, this is stolen land. Why?
Are you saying it would have been better if she would have been thin?
Well,
no.
Marginally better, yes, actually. If she had been hot, I mean, that would have at least been like, okay, there's, you know.
I might differ with that opinion. I'm just saying it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's just getting up there and doing it. It's like you need to stop doing this stuff.
Sydney Sweeney did it in a tank top. Boy, you got my attention.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. It was interesting the other day when you were out, David, we were talking about the story that I happened to see about this left think tank called Third Way, and they had a new memo, and it was addressed to all who wish to stop Trump and MAGA. Okay? They said, you need to lose some of your language. You need to lose some words and phrases and just talk like a normal person. The thing is, it's not so much what they say. It's what they believe and who they are is the problem. But as an example, they mentioned, here's some things. Blacklisted terms. Privilege. Violence, as in environmental violence. Because when someone mentions environmental violence, what's the first thing you think?
Kook.
Nut job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Triggering.
Yeah.
Microaggression. Body shaming. Systems of oppression. Cultural appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Existential threat.
Yeah.
Radical transparency. Mm-hmm. The unhoused.
Yes.
All this stuff. LGBTQIA+. BIPOC. Allyship. All that stuff. You hear it and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
My mind just shuts off right away. I don't even care what follows it, what you're going to say afterwards. I'm done.
I know.
I'm done.
Yeah. with you. I don't think they're listening to that.
I mean, that's when I hear the land acknowledgement thing, I think, and, oh, my God.
And there was a time when I thought, you know, I think it sounds kind of goofy or whatever, like unhoused as an example. It sounds kind of goofy, but I understand, you know, if you're – I was naive in thinking they were doing that kind of stuff in good faith. And thinking,
oh, I think a lot of us were.
You know, like, okay, I kind of understand that, or, you know, I don't agree with it, or I think it sounds kind of goofy, but I can understand where they're coming from. Then it's like, no, actually what it is to soften the blow for people who are not unhoused in order to justify the homeless industrial complex. Like, make everybody out to be this victim that we all need to move heaven mm-hmm. and earth for instead of asking for real accountability from anybody.
Dude, there are so many people that are getting rich off the homeless.
Yes.
The homeless, I mean, it depends on what study you're looking at percentage-wise. When you're talking about addicted to drugs,
yeah,
it's huge. And they want to keep using it. It's not like they want to get into rehab.
Nope.
There's a reason a lot of these people are homeless, because they ran out of people they could stay with.
Yeah.
They said, we can't take it anymore.
No.
That's the reality. And you say, well, that's very cold-hearted. Well, until you are in those facts for a while and see it for what it is. My gosh. Yes. They also mentioned chest feeding.
Oh,
dude.
Gosh.
Yes. Birthing person.
All of the trans stuff. Get rid of it.
You know, I must have missed this along with birthing person. Inseminated person.
Yes.
Sounds like you're talking about cattle. Well, you know, I mean, it does. Like, you're breeding horses or cattle or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Pregnant people. Yeah. Latinx. Well, of course. Yeah.
That
it's
one
insanity.
Was so crazy.
Yes.
Me. Where that came from, who knows?
It was academia.
Right.
It's where a lot of this comes from.
Basically, it was like five people in South America said, we want to go by this. And then a bunch of white professors in academia in the United States says, everybody wants to go by this.
And nobody asked them.
Yep.
No.
And a lot of
when they did, they're like, it's stupid.
And a lot of Latinos, one, it's stupid, and it's just a bastardization of their language. And then the other thing is nobody knew how to pronounce it.
Right.
Because in Spanish, how do you say it? Is it Latinx? Like, they didn't.
Latinx.
Yeah, is it Latinx, Latinx? Nobody knew how to say it.
Yeah. That might be the topper, actually.
Don't have to think them through, do they? They just have to say it.
Yeah. You ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, Casey, have a good weekend?
Yes.
Didn't see you. Just wondered.
Nope.
Tried calling. Nobody answered. Nobody picked up. What's going on?
Give it up.
All right, fine.
I'm ready.
Fine, jerk.
Three.
Casey, okay. I just wanted to say thank you for the chicken noodle soup you brought to my house this weekend.
See what I mean?
That's really nice.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, totally blew me. Yeah, okay. Did you make that yourself? No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you did not.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Yes. I'm ready.
All I know is pretty good, you know.
The Amazon Mrs. Gene Kasem did it.
Number three, Southwest Airlines has new conditions regarding plus-size travelers.
Southwest is adding what they call rules when it comes to customers of size. Much more kind. Starting on January the 27th, when flights with assigned seating begin to take off, plus-size passengers should proactively purchase the number of seats prior to travel to ensure the additional adjacent seat is available.
Good.
The airline has said on its website. So I just hope that consumers are aware of this change. And I wonder if plus-size people will skip out on flying with them, all because of them not knowing if the flight is sold out or not, said Jeff Jenkins. Jeff is the co-founder of a travel blog called Chubby Diaries. Oh, I'm not making that up. Chubby Diaries. He said it's more anxiety.
Oh, boy. That sounds dirty.
It's like a spinoff of
just does
Penthouse Magazine or something.
Mm.
This week's Chubby Diaries, plus size. All right. gosh, dang it. So the seats, they give the 17.8 inches at their widest. The airline says the definitive seat boundary is the armrest. And they're saying people complain that they don't like long flights with people who are using two seats but only pay for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're urging them now to do that, or you may not get on the plane. That's how it works.
Okay.
Now,
this
on
is going to be
countdown.
Fun to enforce, too. Holy smokes.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, yeah. Top three of the day up to number
two.
Number two, J.B. Pritzker talks about Chicago crime.
Yeah, Donald Trump, he said his threat to bring the National Guard to Chicago is not about safety. You might think it is, but it's not. It's a test of limits of his power and a trial run for a police state. Illinois, according to J.B. Pritzker, has long worked with federal law enforcement to tackle crime, but we won't let a dictator impose his will. Illinois has long worked to tackle crime, and you suck at it, okay?
Right.
It's time for the grown-ups to come in and take care of things, and that's not you. Governor Gravy, move on.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins,
trifecta. Crime. My
top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Number one, great moments in woke history.
Yeah, it was 8 years ago today. It's hard to believe this, but 8 years ago today, ESPN made a decision.
What was it?
To remove play-by-play announcer Robert Lee from calling a Virginia football game for fear people would confuse him with Confederate Civil War General Robert E. Lee. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
Yeah. It's astonishing that this happened. They should have gone bankrupt right then for sheer ignorance instead of waiting and prolonging it, which is what they're doing now. The guy's name, he was Asian, by the way.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, he was an Asian guy named Robert Lee. And he was scheduled to do the Virginia football game, and they wouldn't let him. And he's like, why? Wait a minute. Why? Well, because your name, they might think you're Robert E. Lee. Robert E. Lee's been dead for, what, 200 years? I don't what are we talking about here?
That is top-level insanity.
It is top-level, but that was the beginning.
Was that part of it in reaction to the Charlottesville?
Probably.
Unite the Right thing and all
probably.
Of that? Because that would have been about the time.
Right around that time, I'm sure
and
it was.
So they were
yeah.
worried, like, oh, this is going to be a bad look, even though he's an Asian dude.
He's an Asian guy. His name happens to be Robert
Asian
Lee.
Last names on the planet.
God almighty.
Man, oh, man.
And there you have it.
Yes, Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
Wow.
That was all
viral.
Yeah, that's something there. Oh, boy. We got to get to a news update. For Nimrods in the news, I'll just say this. The butt sniffer is back.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Yes, the serial butt sniffer's back. Coming up.